Hello, Chris.
Hey, Pat. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's getting closer to the end of the day for us here in about 2.5 hours, give or take. So not too bad. Not too bad. I wanted to reach out. I got an approval code. It says Labor Day 99, which is the $99 setup fee that my supervisor gave me. So we're good with that. He did honor that, and I'm able to move forward at the $299 price point for the campaign.
Okay. So let's go over what that includes precisely.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to move forward with is your Google Business Profile, getting that optimized on the first page of Google. You already have a Google Business Profile, which is good, but once again, we're doing this optimization. So you get to choose 17 keywords that you're going to be found for when it comes to the services that you offer, okay? So, for example, custom cabinet construction, cabinet refacing, let's say painting, refurnishing, if you're doing installation, right? Makeover. Those are just keywords, examples. So we're gonna get those optimized so that way when people are typing in those keywords, you're showing up in a 50-mile radius. Okay. I think you wanted to stick to 30. If it's 30, we can stick to the 30. No problem. Okay. We're also gonna create you a Facebook ad. So you have a Facebook business page. I see it here. Excuse me. I'm gonna drink some water. Sorry about that. So Facebook retargeting ads. Yeah. So you have a Facebook business page. So what we're going to do is when people are looking for any of the services you offer on Google, it's going to retarget a Facebook feed ad. So the more that they're exposed to your business, that's money right there. Those are people looking for the services as well. So I'm pretty sure you've done that before. When you're searching for something on Google or Amazon, it pops up on your Facebook feed, right?
Yeah, but you'll have me set, and we'll get that rocking. I've done some work on it. I've got some photos and things up on it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no problem. I mean, you got some. Honestly, you do beautiful work. So I'm looking at the kitchen cabinets. I wish that someone could come do work like the stuff you do. That's really good. So yeah, with that. Another thing that we're going to include is, your website. So we mentioned that your website was not active. I'm not quite sure if you own the domain or is the domain owned by what was that company you're using? House?
Yeah, I do. I called earlier today.
Okay.
Sure. I paid up a couple more years on it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
Makeover.
Okay, awesome. So if you own the domain, that's great. We can do the content for it and then get you our template. So we can have that with the technician. We can do the client onboarding call. If you have time today, let's see if there's a spot available. Hopefully there is. If not, we can always do it on Monday. But the client onboarding call is just to cross the T's and dot the I's for the, to get everything set up.
Website now, would I choose a template?
Yeah, so we do have, it's fully customizable, so we do have different options available for you. You can have the layout a lot different. We also can include scheduling through your website as well, so that you're going to go over that with the technician. You can also have people pay you directly from the website. People can leave you a review directly from the website. I mean, there's so many different features.
I saw that. Yeah, the websites they had up were pretty complicated. Basically, my business, I like to cut right in case, I'll have an introduction telling people my services.
Yeah,
And then I want a bunch of photos right there on the front page.
Okay, yeah, we can make that happen. You can also upload YouTube videos to the website, which is good. That's something you could also do down the line, so it's pretty cool. So that's included as well at with the package. And then lastly, we're going to also include programming on the Apple Maps and then also get you on Bing, which is the search engine for Microsoft. So you're going to have a tracking reporting system. Once again, I'm going to notate the account. You mentioned that you wanted your number, which is completely fine, and that's something we can do. But, I notated that, so that way, we're on the same page with that, so.
No calls.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, so that would be month to month, and that would be no contracts, right? That would, you know, once again, it's we're not going to hold you hostage. It's got to work for you, you know, to, for this to make sense.
Great.
So what we would do is just ask some very basic information for account purposes. Like, is your full name Patrick, or is it just Pat?
Patrick.
Okay, but you go by Pat, right?
Yeah, Pat's fine for the
conversation. Got it. Yep. Okay. No worries. And then, as far as do you have? Give me one second. Maybe I can. No, I wasn't able to find one. Do you have an email that you utilize, like a business email or a personal email?
Yeah, I've only got one email right now because I can't.
It's okay. No worries. This is for us to contact you. It's not to like publish on your website. If you want to open up a website, like a business email, then yeah, we can always add it to your website later down the road. So this is just for
purposes. Great, that's good news. So would I do that with you, or would I have to do that with Yahoo Mail?
What do you mean?
Well, I get my email through Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had trouble trying to figure out how to add an email address.
Oh. You know what? When you go through the onboarding call with a technician, they can help you. We do also have different options. We do have and they'll be able to explain these options to you. We do have greetings, when they call your phone, and we do have greetings, professionalized greetings, to answer the phone calls, to leave messages and so forth. And then you do have other options as well as a personalized Google email. That's something that you can discuss with the onboarding agent, and that's something that they'd be able to help you out with. So that's no problem. But for right now, once again, it's just for account purposes. So what would that email be, Patrick?
Right now it's pat.dale@att.net.
I used to have an att.net as well. I still have my SBC Global, and I still got a Yahoo too, and of course I have Google email as well. But yeah, those are
older than you.
Well, no, I mean I'm in my early 40s, so I'm not I'm not super young, but I'm not up there. I'm kind of right there in the middle, right?
Yeah, good for you, man. I was 40 again.
Oh man, I think 40 is now the new 30 or something, yeah, that's what it is. So it's I try to keep myself busy. So working, a desk job, been doing it for 7 years, I got to keep active. So I have my garage, half of it's converted into a little gym. So I do that to keep myself going. But yeah, especially imagine working at a desk and you're not very active, if you're doing cabinets or other work like that. I mean, you keep yourself fairly active, but, desk jobs, I know a lot of my coworkers are very overweight. I hope they don't hear this on the recorded call, but exactly. And they're sneaking and geeking with the snacks and, you know how that goes, but it's no, if you lose sight of things, I'll catch up down the road. So it's
I've done physical work all my life, but the last couple of years I've been trying to trade. Trying to cram a bunch of trading knowledge and pass a evaluation. And I've been sitting on my butt here for hours and hours in front of my computer.
There you go.
Damn right, sore from sitting down. I have to get up and roll or ride the bike.
Oh yeah. Oh, you have to. You have to keep yourself active. The company does provide, nice little Harman Miller chairs, which are, ergonomic or whatever. Anyhow, but that helps out. But, they give us wireless headsets where you can move around, too. It's just you're not just stuck in one place. And you got to keep yourself moving. I mean, it's true what my parents would tell me when I was younger, in my 20s. Hey, you got to, just – letting you know, after you hit that 35, 30-something, you're in that 40s, you weight's a little harder to come off. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
A lot of my friends and family members are not what they used to be before.
And now sugar turns them into frogs.
Oh, man, it's insane, especially if you're just, once again, you're at your desk, and you, I, a lot of the coworkers are just snacking, like, in between, and it's like, goodness. I try to limit myself as much as possible, you know, even though I get those cravings like everybody else, but hey, we got to do whatever we got to do, because, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, who will, right? So.
Yeah, I'm not nearly my age. So I'm,
well,
I'm
you sound pretty young.
Well, thank you. I'm pretty hoarse right now from drinking coffee on my computer.
Oh, yeah. Coffee's the best. Like, I gotta keep my coffee going. Absolutely. No, yeah, coffee's, that's a must for sure. I just don't put a lot of creamer. I maybe put, it just on certain days, a little splash. But dark coffee, that's just drink it black, you know?
Yep.
Patrick, for...
That sounds super good. We got down to no call tracking.
Yeah, that's good.
This is a month-to-month that I got that. And also, if I cancel, I want to make sure that I can, you know, keep my website with you guys. And you said that if I paid
the hosting fee, you're good to go. Yes, 100%. It's $49 for hosting.
$49.
You would definitely keep the website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's standard.
What's that called again when you do that?
The hosting?
Hosting, yeah.
Yeah, hosting. That's what it is.
Okay.
Patrick,
had a problem with Howes on that.
Oh, so yeah, no.
So
you're just making sure. Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't steer you any other way. No, I like to just be very transparent. That way, we're both on the same page. That's just the way I've been doing, you know, working for here for 7 years since 2018. So I like to just be a straight shooter. That way, there's no, you know, there's nothing that comes down the road and it's like surprise. None of that.
Cool. So what else?
So I just wanted to verify. I don't know. I'm looking at your email. Is your last name Dale?
Yes.
Okay, I figured, right? Okay, so I got that. And then the name of the business, obviously, I just want to make sure that, you know, the way that you have it on your Google Business profile, that's how you want it to be. It's Atlanta Kitchen Makeovers. Now, as far as your hours of operation, we'll keep them the same. I see that you have them on there. And then is the business address or the home address 2655 Goodfellas Road?
Yes.
Okay. Just reminds me of that movie, Goodfellas.
On the website? I'll get somebody that comes over here, and I have a shot.
No. No. So that's when you have a Google Business profile, we're able to see where that's like coming from. But the good thing is that that's not even coming up on your Google Business profile for the public. That's just me. I'm able to see that myself.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. As far as your website, so, you know, the website, once again, that was on your Yelp, I think you confirmed that's not your actual website. So what is your website, so I can type it in real quick for your domain?
Yeah, House ate it. The last website I had going, House swiped from me. That's what I was telling you.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so but the domain, as far as the domain, that's what I meant. Like the,
oh,
like the www, yeah.
Yeah. www.akmakeovers.com.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep, I see that. It says launching soon. Contact us. Okay, good. Yeah, I do see the domain here.
Is that from host?
Yeah, that's it says, it just says
GoDaddy.
Yeah, GoDaddy, yeah. It says this website uses cookies and so forth, and yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. As long as you own the domain, which is beautiful, that's all we need. Okay, so I'm just going to put these notes to the technician as well for your website. All right. Now, as far as the keywords, I want to just make sure that we're having you listed for the right keywords and so forth. But, you know, what are some of the keywords that you really want to focus on? Later on, the technician, once again, will go over the keywords again, and they're going to suggest other keywords the way that they're being searched on Google. But I just want to make sure that, like, I get it from you, you know, as far as the keywords that you feel like or the services you want to offer so you can show up on Google.
Okay. So the main few are cabinet refinishing.
Okay.
and that equates to cabinet painting for someone who doesn't know. And they
yeah, some right.
search cabinet painting.
Mm-hmm.
Cabinet refinishing. And that the generic term for that would be new cabinet doors and drawers.
Okay.
Those are the main ones. And then I have custom built cabinets, islands.
Yeah, I have a question for you. I was thinking about doing a marble kitchen cabinet, but they say marble's too—it's too hard to maintain. And if you spill like any kind of like lemon juice or any kind of acidic type of, then it just—I heard it's just a lot of maintenance behind that. Do you recommend doing quartz instead?
I have a beautiful marble top,
mm-hmm.
and it does require some maintenance.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. I have a Danby brand called Danby.
Okay.
It's from Vermont. It's what Martha Stewart has on her television show.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But it requires you gotta get it sealed when they install it, and they'll do that.
That's what it is. Yeah.
And then you gotta strip it every now and then to do it again.
Got it.
But
that's
beautiful, and it's considerably cheaper than quartz.
Really?
And
okay.
Quartz really isn't, it's beautiful, I don't think. I think the marble is the most beautiful one.
Oh, it is. I mean, the reason why I asked this is because I bought this house like a couple months back, and I refurnished it's ginormous coffee. It looks like a dinner table, ginormous coffee table, but it's marble top side tables, and then all my furniture, like my nightstands and drawers and all that, it's all marble top. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's beautiful, but the guy I was talking to is just saying, hey, because I was thinking of doing marble floors for my living room and kitchen, and then I was also trying to do the marble countertops with the marble kitchen island. And he's like, hey, you could definitely do it. It looks beautiful, but for the floors, it does take some maintenance. You have to, kind of refinish it again and this and that. And I'm like, well, do I really want to go through all that?
But you can get the tumble marble.
Okay.
Tumble marble backsplash. I can't say that you would do tumbled marble on the floor. I don't know about that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I was looking into it. So, I mean, that should be down the road, but that's one of the things I wanted to do because I love how marble looks. It just looks so elegant, especially when you have, guests over. It it stands out. I love it. I love it.
That's what most European kitchens have, like in Tuscany and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many marble quarries in Italy.
Yeah.
It's more of a traditional thing.
Yeah, yeah, the looks of it's amazing, too. I love it. Okay, now the target areas. Where do you want to really target? You think you mentioned 30-mile radius, but what are some of the cities you really want to focus on and target?
Okay, so Tucker, Georgia.
Okay.
Suwanee, Georgia.
Okay.
Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay.
Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Okay.
Vinings, Georgia.
Okay.
Those are pretty much
the
ones that I work in. Occasionally I'll do further work, but I don't know if I need to.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, we'll be able to get you in program there. For sure. Okay. And then as far as you do have that. Okay, good. Go ahead.
Did I mention Norcross, Georgia?
No, you said no, you didn't. You said North what?
Norcross, N-O-R-C-R-O.
Oh. Okay. Okay, gotcha. I'll put that in there. And then if anything else comes up, once again, you know, this is just to put notes for the technician, so that way, you know, when they're doing research and stuff like that for the keywords, you know, they'll be able to find the right stuff. But this is just to help them out. They've mandated us to do this. So.
Okay.
And then also, are you currently licensed and insured? It's not required, but just.
I just buy that when I do commercial work.
Okay.
You know, like I did a whole bunch of work in the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead.
Nice.
And I bought it. Yeah, I did like 200
okay.
units. Yeah. That was
okay.
back when I was rolling. But
okay.
I just buy it per job. Most homeowners don't require it. It's covered under their
no.
homeowners.
Yeah, no, it's just a question. It does not require it, or you know, it's not necessary, crucial. It's just one of the things that they ask us to jot down for the notes. Okay, no problem. And then let's see. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's weird that they put a different website for you there. It's kind of strange.
Well, what, you mean Yelp?
Yeah.
Yeah,
very strange.
I'm going to cancel that. I might let it run through the weekend, and then I just can't. I do it on a day-to-day basis, so I can, like, pause it or cancel it.
Oh, okay. There you go. That works out. All right. All right. So everything is good to go here. Now, looking at the calendar for our technicians, let's see. Looks like they're all booked out for today. But on Monday, we have a full-blown open schedule. What time Monday would work for you? Would it be morning, afternoon, or, like, towards the evening?
Let's do afternoon, like, after 1.
After 1? Okay. I have one. I got one from – you said after 1?
After 1 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, so I got one from 1 to 2, and then another one from 2 to 3. What would work best?
1 to 2 would be fine.
1 to 2? Okay, so I'll put you down here on the calendar. You're also going to receive what's called a calendar invite for the appointment, just to remind you that's you know, they block off an hour, but it's about 30 to 45 minutes. It's just to go over everything and just make sure that we're getting you programmed correctly. And then also, if you could do me a favor, and before that time on Monday, if you could just go into the have pictures ready, right, things like that, so that way we can post them on your website, because I know that's something that you wanted to do.
You think we can get that website running just pretty quick like that?
Oh, yeah. We can definitely get the website up and running quickly, yeah.
Okay,
we
cool.
Definitely
yeah, I've
do that.
I'm on my desktop. I can just drag and drop them.
Perfect. Love it. Okay, perfect. We'll set, the technician will send you the link, and that way you can send it to them, and they'll be able to upload it and so forth, so no problem on that. Okay. All right. So I got everything for the most part here. Good to go. And then... okay, so the only thing that is left to do is secure the listing, and then what we do is we read what's called a voice verification, and that's just for your protection, and then that's a recorded line to let you know what the terms and conditions and so forth, right? We'll do that as well. But as far as securing the listing, once again, I have the approval code that I'm posting here. So it's only going to stay at $299, so that's not going to go up. It's going to stay at 100% at that price point. And then that lets you know we're waiving the setup fee. So you're also going to receive your invoice as soon as, you know, we go through that. So, but as far as securing the listing, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa will be fine.
Okay. So the system lets me know it starts with a 4, so whenever you're ready, I can repeat them to you for verification.
Okay. It's 4737-02-0231-0758 7337-0279.
Okay, so I'll repeat that to you. I got 7337-0231-0758-0379. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and the expiration month and year and the security code?
Okay, it's 1128, and
okay.
the code is 045.
045. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm updating this file. Oh, and then I wanted to verify, is that address, does that correspond to the 2655 Goodfellows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So I'm going to read this 90-second voice verification. Once again, if there's anything on that verification that you don't understand, all you got to do is just say, hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me? I'll be able to clarify that, and that way we're both on the same page. Once again, this is for another form of protection for you, and you're going to receive your terms and conditions with this and also your invoice. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Atlanta Kitchen Makeovers.
Okay, awesome, thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Patrick Dale, owner.
Okay, thank you. And it's asking if you're an authorized user on the billing of this account.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or messages from Local Splash? And it's coming from our 877 number. So the number that I called you from, you can call that, or you can call the 877 number, the number that I sent you via text message with my extension. So you would just type in that number, and then it'll just go into customer service. But do you agree to be responsive to this?
Yes, and that's the number you're calling from right now?
Yeah, so the number that we're calling from, it's a local touch number, which is a number that's local to the area, which is cool. Google provides us with that. But the number that you want to call is this one. So give me 1 second. I'm sending that to you right now, so that way you can have it. I sent it to you earlier, but it's okay. I'll resend it to you now. Give me 1 second. Pulling that up right now. I know it off the top of my head, but I'd rather just have it in your text. So
okay.
you can have it there and you can save it. So it'll say, yeah, Chris Hernandez, and then
yes.
My extension is that, but the 877 number 635-6225, that's our customer service number. And if you want to reach me, you just plug in my extension.
Great. Yeah, I'd like to deal with you, Chris. I like your style. So.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, when it comes, so I just want to be straightforward with you. When it comes to questions or help or stuff like that, I can do that. When it comes to technical stuff, I just want to be very transparent. I'm not a technician. I'm not a website developer.
Yeah.
So
I'm in that
so position. Right. I just don't, you know, I don't want, to say, hey, you know what, so just want to make sure on the same page. Okay, great. All right. So then, it also, just to wrap it up here, it says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors, and they're unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do is we're going to provide you a security question. You get to choose three options for the security question, and then if they're calling you from Local Splash or they say, hey, we're Local Splash, just ask them what's my security question. Because we've got a lot of companies trying to imitate us or trying to do things that are just not lawful. So
write that down. Ask security question.
Yeah. And you're going to, so there's three questions you could choose for your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. So what is that? I can type in the answer for the, for anybody called in, they should know that.
Okay. It's Penn, P-E-N-N, Yan, Y-N-N. New York.
Y-A-N-N, right?
Yep.
Okay. Got it. All right. All right, got it there. All right, so that's saved already. And then, yep, so it says, just to wrap things up here, it says your initial payment would be locked in at the $299, right? So that's going to be a month-to-month service, and you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the client support number, the 877-635-6225, and you know, we just ask as a courtesy to call us 3 days before the next billing is due so we can fill the position with another company, right? So that would be locked in at the $299 rate. It's not going to go up. We're not charging you per lead or for anything else. So that would be the terms and conditions, right? So a couple things just before we wrap things up. So, yeah, just a reminder, the client interview will be, let's see, yep, will be on Monday, and we did say 1 p.m. So in the next few seconds, you're going to receive an invitation to your email for that client onboarding. They call it client interview. I don't know why. So it sounds kind of too harsh. It's just a client onboarding call. So if you see says client interview, just don't freak out on that. It's kind of weird. And then that's pretty much it. If you want to have things ready for the client interview, like pictures, your logo, things for the website, if you come up with any other keywords, you come up with any other cities you want to target, you most definitely can bring that up to the technician. They're going to give you they're going to give you your account credentials. So when you receive your invoice, you're going to see your terms and conditions. To access your client dashboard, you just have to type in your first and last name. And then once you're ready for the client interview on Monday at 1, then the technician is going to give you your password to your dashboard as well.
Question for you right there. Did you mean that I have to enter some information before I get that call from the tech, or we're going to do it?
No. The call is scheduled with the tech already. That's just to access your dashboard. That's all. You just type in your first and last name.
Oh, that'll be after we speak with the tech.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Just giving you a heads up of what's going to happen there.
Okay.
And then last thing before I let you guys, I want to confirm that you're going to get this email invitation. Okay, so it's going to be at 1. So I'll send that to you right now. Should be in your inbox. Let me know if you did receive that by chance.
Okay, I'm looking for it. I see one thing here from Local Splash. Your Google profile, Google Meet below mentioned. That's the stuff you went over. Right? That was the first email you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. I think this is it. No. Is it the one that's got the dashboard, client dashboard link on it?
No, it's an invitation. It says there's one that has your welcome email. It says welcome to Local Splash. But then I just sent you a second one. It's just basically an invitation to the client onboarding call on Monday.
Okay. I'm seeing the invoice. Okay. I've got the invoice here in front of me.
Nice. Okay.
That all looks good.
It'll say Local Splash, and then it'll say your name and your phone number. It'll say CI, client interview. It's just an invitation. It might be link to your calendar possibly, but no, it should just be in an email form.
Now the next one I see is after the invoice I see welcome to local. That's about it.
Okay, so maybe check, I know this is going to sound weird, but maybe check your spam, because we haven't had any correspondence with, the rest of the team and technicians, so maybe check your spam or junk. It might be there.
Do I have it here now? It says Local Splash, welcome to Local Splash.
That's your welcome email. It should just be an invitation to the onboarding call.
So the next one is, there's like three of them in a row. It's the same one duplicated.
Okay.
Let me go to spam and see if it signed it. That's all of those. Here we go. Okay, got it.
Okay, there you go. So now that's because we haven't had any correspondence. So that's just an invitation for Monday at 1 p.m. So that's pretty much it, Pat. So once again, if you know, feel free to reach out to me, you know, with any questions or concerns you may have. Look out for that onboarding call on Monday at 1. Please don't miss it. That's very important and crucial to get things going. Lastly, you know, once again, I would just save those numbers on your phone just in case you need to reach to, you know, a technician or even myself. And then I wish you a good weekend. You know, be safe out there, and we look forward to working with you. And once again, that reminder for that phone call at 1 p.m. on Monday. Okay, Pat?
Okay, great. Sounds good, Chris.
All right. Your help. Absolutely. Thank you, Pat, for giving me the time of your day. And, you know, we'll look forward to, you know, talking further next week.
Superman, have a great weekend.
Right. You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.